Hey everybody, welcome back to Stray Noir and Orphan Black podcast. I'm Logan.
I'm Tim.
And I'm Mina.
And we are here to talk about Orphan Black season 4, episode 9. I had it, The Mitigation of Competition. So, which is a good title, and that's all I'll say about the title. Directed by David Frazee or Frazee or Tim, how did you say you it might be it's what?
I think I said frazzy, but I don't think it was. I think it was more of a joke.
Okay. And Alex Levine or Levine. I'm
Probably Levine.
terrible with names. So, but anybody that listens to any of my other podcasts knows that. These are not the first episodes either one of these people have done. We've actually talked about both of them before in previous episodes, so we won't get into any of that other stuff. Alex Levine is the guy we were talking about, I think, last week, because we were talking about X Company, and you were like, yeah, you should definitely watch that show. And I watched that show. So,
How much of the show?
three episodes. It's,
Oh, cool.
well, we could talk about that a little afterwards. I don't want
Afterwards, yeah.
to, spoilers for the episode. Big, gigantic spoilers for the episode. So yeah, let's get into it. Tim, what did you think about this episode?
Not enough Helena, and yet at the same time, I think too much Helena. Basically,
You're contradicting yourself there, Tim.
I feel like they shouldn't have had Helena show up until the very end when she puts that arrow through the guy's throat. Personally. Do y'all have any feelings?
No, I liked all of Helena's stuff. Only because it was nice, because I think I've started almost every podcast since she's not been on the show going, where's Helena? How come nobody is talking about Helena?
Like, I was more than happy that she came back, and I was even sending Helena quotes to Mina when I was watching the episode.
You were, yes.
But
I was like, Tim must be watching.
there was something about, like, at the end when, when Allison was about to die, and she was still holding strong to her Systra. She wasn't giving up anything. But it felt like it lost a little bit of impact for me, because I knew when it was happening, I was like, Helena's about to come through and kill this
Yeah.
guy. And so had they have had, had Helena show up out of the blue at the end with the arrow through the guy's throat, it would have been one of the most, like, WTF moments of the show.
It would have been like when she shows up when Sarah's tied up in the shower or whatever.
Yeah, I was thinking of
Yeah.
that, yeah.
And you get I tell you what I've missed. I have missed Helena, but what I've really, really missed is the music screech when Helena does something.
Yeah.
It might be my favorite musical cue outside of like something in Star Wars. Like
Yeah.
literally every time they do it, I get so happy. So, Tim is licking his gift horse in the mouth there, Mina. What about you? Yours is brief, but she was there.
I'm
So.
so happy. I was just like, I just got up and I walked to the kitchen and I was like, why am I in the kitchen? I already have water down there. I was just like so excited, I didn't know what to do with myself. Yeah, I'm
See,
happy.
that's how you don't look a gift horse in the mouth, Tim.
Come on. Give me a break. Goodness.
I'm cutting you off, Mina. With the rest of the episode as a whole.
I really liked it. I don't know. I was feeling like she was gonna pop up, so when it was like nearing like under 15 minutes left of the episode, I was like, I don't know. I was just anxious to see if they were like, I don't know. I just thought she was gonna pop up, but yeah. But I really liked it.
I also liked the episode as a whole.
Even though you're complaining about your favorite character
No,
finally being in an episode.
I was just saying that how I would have done the episode, that I think it would have had a bit more impact or a bit more weight at the end had you have not seen her throughout it. Because at that point it was kind of like, oh, who's gonna save Allison? Oh, well, it's probably Helena, because Helena just found out that the Hendricks are, you know, kind of in and out of jail at the moment.
But she would not have known to come save her if not for all that.
Yeah, that's stuff. The thing. Yeah,
they don't have to show that this time. They could have shown that in like a
That is not the way this show operates. So
yeah, I was thinking it would have
felt false.
I mean, she does come at very convenient moments, and in that moment, it was very convenient that she came. But it would seem like even more convenient if you didn't see her earlier, you know, and see her. Oh, she's back and stuff, and they've had her do sort of.
What if they had just had, stuff? What if they have just had Sarah or somebody answer a phone?
Do you know what we call this? Do you know what we call this?
Not nitpicking with them.
Nitpicking with Tim. Come on, man. You have to be happy. I
am happy, and I enjoyed it. I'm just saying how I would have done it, because I had no worry at all. That even more so than, you know, I guess then you – because you know Allison and Donnie aren't going to die. But even more so, I was like, I have no concern at all. Helena's about to walk in and kill the guy.
See, I was a little worried. Sure, I don't know why, yeah. But I didn't really think they were going to kill Allison. But I was still like, worried.
We've been worried about Donnie for like 3 or 4 episodes. So, like, oh well. I mean, it's almost back to the not Donnie has to die. It's more now. It's just like, oh God, they're going to kill Donnie. So
I really like when Donnie came out of jail.
Oh, okay. So let's dive into the episode. It opens with Rachel's visions, and I'm still like, I the whole episode, I was like, I don't understand what this is supposed to mean. Like, we do have a mystical element to the show with the kid, but not really with anybody else. So I'm like, it can't be that she's remembering something, but she kind of shines a little bit of light on that at the end. But for most of the episode, it not bothered me, because I don't want to nitpick it. It just, like, not knowing what it's about is frustrating. So a lot of Evie in this episode, a lot of Evie talking and posturing and doing her, you know, I'm so much better than everybody else thing, which makes the end so much better.
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to look this up. Is Tisdale a real place? Do either one of you know?
Oh, I have no idea.
I mean, I'll Google it right now.
So, well, is this like the first time we've had an actual location, like the name of a city? To point to,
I think at least in your face, right?
Yeah, I mean, we may have seen signs or something, and they talk about like going somewhere, going here, going there, but like I don't know that we've ever known where any specific like place of operation actually was, except that it was in Canada somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, I think, I don't know, they've mentioned, I mean, like, they say where Allison lives, but I don't, that's probably not a real place, but they said, like, somewhere else that
I thought Florida.
Was real. Yeah, they're not in Florida.
did they mention that's where the kids were? We're in Florida with,
I mean is, like, we don't know where the comic book shop is. Like, what city it's
in. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, we probably know Allison's subdivision, because I'm sure we saw it in the first season, but I have no idea where that subdivision is. So, I mean, we know they're all relatively close to each other because, you know, it's apparently at least within driving distance. So, it struck me as odd. I just felt like this was the first time we had an actual city to point to and go, okay, well, we know where Evie Cho is. She's in Tisdale. Like, that's where that building is.
Yeah, so. I've seen mentions of people, like, mentioning Tisdale, and I see that apparently Ashley Tisdale is obsessed with Orphan Black. That's some article. but, yeah, I don't see any, at least nothing jumping out at me, any town, like, where
Tisdale. Well, I mean, if it's made up, I don't have a problem with it. I was just curious.
Did either of you Google the national park, the Beavertail National Park that Helena was in?
No, but that was the greatest line.
I Googled it, but like the map, Google Maps just kept taking me to some Beavertail lighthouse that's like below Boston.
Oh.
But I feel like there wasn't necessarily exactly a park, you know. It was a lighthouse. So
I mean, she was in a very, very cold place. So I feel like that's pretty far up north.
It might even be a thing that there was like a small town called Beavertail or something, and she just assumed it was like the forest, or you know what I mean?
Yeah. She was actually living in the woods, like three blocks away from Allison's house the whole time.
Probably.
I like the idea of Helena being out there, like, you know, killing these protected animals and stuff, and just seeing a family like drive past her, and she's just like, you know, digging into this bloody rabbit.
Did you guys see? There's an extended scene of Helena. It was on the TV, but they did post it on the BBC America website too, I'm pretty sure, earlier today. There's an extended scene with Helena, and she, is it okay if I give it away?
We say spoilers. It's not going to bother me.
Anyways, it's great. You should watch it. But, it's her of like hunting a deer. She kills the deer with like the bow and arrow, and then she's holding it on her shoulders, and then she's walking across the road, and there's this family. It's literally what you're just saying. There's this family with like kids in the backseat and stuff, and they're like just driving past and talking, and it's hilarious. And then suddenly there's Helena walking in front of them with her outfit and the deer, and
so she probably was hilarious. Literally like 3 miles away from Allison's house.
Probably, yeah.
I like that she kept the hat even though she went back to like the
city. All right, so Rachel is off the island, which sounds like a lost thing, but she's in town. She's meeting up with Sarah and Fee, which leads to, actually, I wanted to start the episode by saying we need to dive in because I have a very important question for the both of you. Maybe the most important question of the season.
Of course.
What the hell is up with Fee's hair, man?
He's experimenting.
Fee looked so much younger in that first shot that I thought it was possibly like some kind of flashback.
Yes. I was like, wait, where are we? What is going on? Like, I'm not knocking it. Dude pulls it off. He looks fantastic. But it's so different from the hair that we saw in the last episode that I was like, what the heck is going on?
The haircut's perfectly fine. It's just more the fact that it doesn't look like the last time we saw him, so it throws you off a little bit.
I feel like we missed the scene where he went to the beauty parlor to see
Crystal,
and she was like, "We have to do something about your hair," and that's what he left with, and he's just not happy about it. But yeah, so they meet up with Rachel. I love Fee's interaction with Ira, a caster clone that loves slacks. You must be Fee, or you must be Felix. Sorry, he would never use a nickname. Ira would always be proper. But yeah, I love finally having Rachel and Sarah in a room together.
It's
the first time this season, of course, but the first time, am I wrong, since Sarah stabbed her in the eye?
I'm pretty sure the first time since the pencil and eye incident.
So, and I love Rachel. When they leave, Ira's like, you two really don't like each other. Like,
she that was stabbed so
me in the brain with a pencil. Yeah. It's nice to have Rachel. As much as we've seen her this season, I did not realize how much I've missed her interacting with someone who isn't Susan or Ira. It was nice to have her back. But yeah, so we get, Rachel has this plan, and of course, like TV shows do, it just turns into, well, I kind of have a plan, and then they cut away to Evie watching this video of them murdering this baby, which thankfully is not as graphic as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
because like
from a distance.
Yeah, my stomach started turning.
You could still sort of see the deformed face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So after what we saw earlier in the season, that was tame, and I appreciated that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she's watching this video, and my first thought was, okay, so they brought MK in on this because she has now sent her this video, and they're going to blackmail her. And that turns out not to be what it was at all, which surprised me.
I thought MK did it on her own and didn't let them know that she was going to start blackmailing them.
Yeah, I could have seen. I could see where that would have been the case, too. But yeah, I totally didn't see. Well, not that it was a twist. I just didn't think that this new girl that they brought into it was going to be... It was that savvy. Once they mentioned the two girls that got away, I'm like, oh, okay, well, this will be, you know, just hunting down the missing person. Not, oh, she's sending a video and trying to blackmail them herself to get them to leave her alone. And the whole time they're trusting Rachel, like, I'm just like, no, you can't. You cannot trust her. So, and it kind of proved to be true, but in between all of that, we get the scene that you were talking about, before we jumped into it, Tim, Donnie sprung from jail and horny as hell.
And they had music playing during that time. And like, he snapped out of it, went away. And then later when he was like, you know, yelling, like, I'm the boss of the cell block or something.
I could have. Done. I know I'm gonna sound like a prude. I don't care. I could have done without the sex scene.
Oh no, me too. I don't mind most sex scenes, but that I was like, we already had stuff like earlier in the season. They had a whole thing in Italia. I'm good, you know. It really surprised me that it wasn't there.
And I don't want to get into. I don't want to sound too prudish, or because I'm not. I'm really not. But like, literally, dude was in jail for 4 days? Maybe 5 days?
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense that he has this, like, sort of, like, not complex, but, like, kind of, like, you know, his personality, like, goes with, you know, him kind of exaggerating that kind of stuff. But I was expecting Allison to stop and be like, what are you doing? What are you talking about?
Right. You were literally in jail over the weekend, and you're acting like... I haven't seen my wife in like 3 months, and I'm just going stir crazy. And I was like, this is just weird, man. I mean, it works. It does work for Donnie's character. You're right about that.
Yeah, no, I thought it was funny, but it's just the
I
scene
just could have done.
Didn't
yeah.
need that. Like her, when he got out and like grabbed her butt, that was funny. I was good with that. And then I didn't think anything else was going to happen, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's the, when it cut to that, I was like, who are we, I mean, and Allison, I mean, just looks so disinterested. And the immediate afterwards of, pray with me, Donnie. It's like, okay, honestly, this as weird as it sounds, I was more interested in the Allison's lost her faith storyline. That they seem to use the sex to gloss over. So, I was a little disappointed that we didn't get more focused on that.
Same.
But, you know, we get the resolution at the end with her. I guess, once somebody is threatening to almost kill you, you find your faith again. So, we got some Cosima with Susan. And fertilizing the egg, so they're well on their way to getting, you know, this stem cells that they need. And Susan shows her the book that we've seen for a few episodes now. And I don't know. I was hoping that Cosima was that we get some kind of, especially when Charlotte showed up. I was like, oh, good, we're gonna get Cosima explaining to us what the heck this book is. And we really didn't. I mean, I wasn't like so bummed out about it, but I was a little disappointed. But it, you know, it's hard to do stuff like that without sounding like you're directly talking to the audience. Maybe we'll get more of that.
Yeah.
Either in the finale or next season, which is a good question. Have they made an announcement about a pickup for another season?
Not yet. yeah.
I'm not worried. I don't think we have anything really to be worried about. I think the fan base of the show is there. I mean, for them to have started an after show, then yeah. I think...
the after show did exist, but it wasn't on in America. It was right. In Canada. So yeah, yeah, they added it to America.
Yeah, I think it said started. Added would have been...
But, yeah. I mean, but yeah, I mean, it's pretty much what you said.
Combined.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I feel like it's... That's nothing to worry about. It just, it's always a thing of like, well, you know, it would be nice to know before the end of the season.
Yeah.
Are you worried about Amina?
I'm a little bit. I'm positive about it, but last season by now was renewed. The only one, I guess, that hadn't been renewed at this point, I don't know, I see people know this stuff online, was for season 3, and that was like in the middle of July got renewed for. But the ratings have been pretty low this season, compared to previous ones, and I think that might be because of someone named Delphine, and a lot of people were mad, and there's this whole thing. But hopefully a lot of people watch the next episode.
I personally blame the Thursday to like night.
And yeah, that too. Yeah. It's a mixture.
I think it has zero to do with Delphine personally.
Yeah, are you saying because people were turned off because they thought they killed Delphine?
Yeah. There's this big like LGBT thing with TV shows killing especially queer women, because literally almost every TV show that has a queer woman, they die. And it's like a curse. And people are like really tired of it. So I've seen a lot of people online that like weren't watching the season because, so who knows, maybe that's not completely why, you know, there's less ratings this year, but hopefully they all hurry up and catch up now. I saw a lot of people last night on like Tumblr saying, oh, Delphine's back, I gotta go catch up, I have been watching the whole season, so I don't know.
So they would rather watch the show if, like, there's no stakes at all for Delphine to die?
No, I don't know that it's a tough
thing. It's a tough thing, yeah. I mean, I understand them. I understand, you know, but I love the show, and I love, you know, but some people do only come to it for, you know, because of that, and they're maybe interested in it, but they're not as interested to, you know, keep with it without, or, some people have just been burned too many times by
shows. Yeah, I feel especially for this show, I personally feel it would be hard to come to this show and only watch it because of Delphine, after all of that, you know, Tatiana has all this awesome.
Oh, yeah, time. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they enjoy the rest of the show.
There's definitely some people out there, but I would like to talk to those people and just see why they don't like anything else about the show. You know what I mean?
I don't think that they don't like anything else about the show.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a show I've stopped watching because of something they were doing with, okay, well, I'm out myself here. I used to watch Grey's Anatomy like religiously. And I guess, I mean, it's not a spoiler. It happened in, like, season 5 or 6 or something. Anyway, there's a lesbian couple on there.
Yeah.
And when they were headed towards the, like, oh, we're going to break these two up, that was it. I was out.
Like, before that, had the quality of the show declined?
No. I mean, the quality of the show is debatable because it's Thursday night network television, so it's a soap opera. There's no like true, it's an emotional, you know, thing. They just try to hit you with emotions, and I understood that, but like the only couple on the show I cared at all about were the lesbian couple, and not in a like pervy, I'm a white male kind of. It's like, these are the only two people on this show that I give a crap about at all. I hate Meredith Grey. I wish somebody would stab her in the face. Cannot stand her. She's so annoying. Like, all the McDreamy doctors, hot dudes, you know, like, I've been around a lot of doctors. Not that many are even remotely that good looking.
Sure, but that's not really going against my case, though, because my case is also saying that I don't understand how you could not.
But the writing of the show was still the same. It wasn't that I didn't like anything else about the show.
You
stopped
liking
the
other characters, though.
I never liked any of that. Dude, I watched The Walking Dead, and I hate everybody on the show.
Okay, yes, okay, I'm saying Tatiana is so good that I find it hard that you couldn't like her.
I agree. And there were other people on Grey's, and my point is there were other things and other characters on Grey's that I liked, but I was so, like, invested in this couple that once they started down the line of, like, are we going to split these two up? I would rather, I mean, not that I understand the whole, like, a lesbian gets murdered on, like, every show. I followed all of that, and it is weird. It is very weird. But I honestly would have rather them have killed one of the characters to split them up than do this whole, like, oh, we're going to break them up thing. Because...
I don't know Grey's Anatomy, but...
I was just invested in the relationship, and I was like, nope, that's it. That's why I check out. So, it's like when the, like, more geeky terms, it's like when comic books get relaunched with a new number one issue, I'm like, nope, that's it. I'm out. Like, you gave me an out. Like, literally gave me an out. I don't have to buy it anymore. So, you start it over, I'm done. So I do understand that. That's the only show I can think of where I've literally checked out of the show. Where I'm like, nope, not watching this anymore.
I don't know. It affected me because I love Delphine, and I love Delphine and Cosima together and stuff. But it didn't affect me, I think, as much as other people, because I haven't watched too many shows where someone dies who's, you know, a lesbian or queer woman and stuff, but a lot of people have watched, and it's just like, you know, there's so many characters are straight, and then, you know, they die too, and there are people are like, oh, they die too, but it's like, but there's still people that don't die, and, you know, so it's just,
I understand protesting the show on that basis. It's just unfortunate that a show like this has to be protested.
I felt the same way since the end of last season. I was so sad that it was, I was hoping Delphine came back because I wanted Delphine to come back, but also I didn't want the show to be, you know, smeared sort of by that happening, because it's such a fantastic show and the season was fantastic, and I think I'm more into it now, the rest of it, now that I know she's back, because it's not like haunting me anymore, you know.
We talked about it a little last week with the whole Bechdel test thing, and you know, it is a little unfortunate that the only reason this show does generally pass the Bechdel test is because one actress is just always talking to herself, but it's at least multiple female characters, none of which who are defined by their relationship. And I think that was part of the problem I had with the whole Cosima Delphine thing, was that I felt like a lot of Cosima's identity got wrapped up in, like, the character defining herself by that relationship. And the writers just kind of played into it, and it really, really bothered me. But for the most part, I mean, they're all strong female characters, which is, like, literally something you cannot find in movies and television very often.
It's very rare, I've realized I think all my favorite shows are like led by female leads, but there's very few.
It's become this weird thing where most of the shows I have if they're not led by strong, like, it's not the main focus is a female character, but they all have strong female characters that are not the, like, Arrow is a show we've talked about before that has gone so far downhill. And part of that is because literally the female characters on that show have just been pushed into this thing where, like, they're there to just help the guy out. Like, there's they had one strong female character on that show, and they built her up, and then, like, I guess kind of spoilers, now she's not there anymore. So, and it's like, I'm still going to watch the show because I'm a big dork, but I've mentally checked out of the show. So, and we've gotten way off topic.
My whole rant. No. I just figured, you know, you asked, I was reading, so I wanted to
But yeah, it is very, very unfortunate that a show that gives us what this show gives us, like, on top of the, like, excitingness of the plot, has to suffer for that. But I do absolutely understand it. So when you have a fan base like this and you do something like that to them, they should be vocal about it. So as much as I was happy that Delphine was gone.
I know.
All right. So where were we? The sex scene?
We mentioned
that Cosima had she was looking at the book.
Yeah.
But they see the map. Did either of y'all notice there's like a little swan in like the top corner of the map?
Yes.
Yes.
So it was kind of like a little bit in the ocean, but still really close. Do you think that that's kind of a marker that they're going to have to go to that part of the island to find something?
Possibly.
I think that's where Delphine is.
She's inside a giant swan.
Yes, she's inside a giant swan. I think she's on the, we'll get to.
What if they turned her into a swan? Sorry, I just watched the movie The Lobster.
I'll take it.
That is where I checked out of the show. If they turn somebody, if it's like literally Island of Dr. Moreau type stuff, and she's like giant person who they've like sewn bird wings onto, no, I'm not out of the show. Like, then I'm like so much back into the show. I'm like, oh, I've just doubled down on this. But if she's literally like just a swan, like a magic spell turned her into a swan, no, I'm done.
I saw the movie The Lobster over the weekend. So basically, like, people are getting like turned into animals by like surgery, and it's like a whole thing. So I was like, that's where my mind went to. it looks exactly like a swan, but it's kind of.
So Art and Sarah investigating these two missing girls. One of them has been killed to made to look like a suicide. The other one's on the run. Sarah sees the girl whose name I can't remember from Club Neolution, who thinks she's Beth.
My goodness, I would have known the name had you not said you can't remember the name.
memory problems are contagious. You're
it's
welcome.
Not Tara, is it? Oh, my goodness.
Sure, Bob, let's go with that.
Gotta look it up now.
Nose ring girl, who tells Sarah, like, she said something about going to some house that's in this abandoned area of town because it's in
Tisdale.
Right. And so they go looking for her, and Rachel tells them, you know, like, you need to basically blackmail her to get her to come in and help us, which Sarah refuses to do after they find her. And Rachel sends Ira there as like the backup plan. Fortunately. So Ira is the backup plan. But yeah, the good thing he was there, and that Rachel is Queen B with a capital B, and blackmails this chick because Evie has also found out where she is. Sends her Amazon people. Why are the, like, she literally employs gigantic people. Is it me? They all look not like muscle bound. Maybe she's just huge. That small. She what?
Maybe she's just that small.
Oh, okay. I thought you said maybe she got him at the mall.
No. What? No. Also, the girl's name is Trina.
Trina, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Close. I knew it started with a T.
But, I mean, I guess Evie is kind of small. I mean, not that I'm tall. I'm 5'9", so I'm not tall at all. So, but it's just all of those people, like, the two we'd seen before is the blonde dude with the dreads and the black lady with the really short hair, who I unfortunately thought was a man in the first episode.
Yep.
And then the other person, I was like, these are just gigantic people. Are they in Scandinavia? Because they're all giant. But yeah, so this new guy and the girl whose name I don't remember, but they have found
Kendra's her name, right?
Kendra, yeah.
Roxy was the helper person.
I was gonna say Kendall, but Kendall is the old lady who's thankfully dead. So
Kendall.
Yeah.
Thank all the people that left the show because that was their favorite character.
That was nobody's favorite character.
It was a joke.
That if I had left the show, that would have got me to come back. I'm like, oh, good, they killed the annoying old lady. What else? Okay, so I think I skipped over Adele meeting Donnie and Allison at their house with Fee, and Allison totally blowing it with Adele. So
a little bit.
I think I am now fully on the I trust Adele train. So
I
feel like this would have been the episode where she would have shown her true colors.
Do you think she'll be back next episode? Or was this all just build up to have, you know, Fee basically admit that his real family is his clone family?
I think she'll be back next season, which now
I don't think she'll be back.
We're gonna get it next.
No, I'm positive about it. I'm positive about it.
I think there are enough video on demand outlets that the show does not go away after this season. So even if it becomes an Amazon,
I know. I was thinking that. I was like, even if something happened and they did, you know, I'm like, it's in high demand. Like
Adele's gonna be back with a vengeance to win his brother over to her side.
Even if things lay dormant, not to get back to it, even if things lay dormant once Emmy season rolls around, I mean, I feel like, I've said this every year for 4 years, but I feel like this has to be her year, man. It has to be.
I really hope so.
So, I feel like once that Emmy gets announced and it's her, and it better be her, then the show gets another season. So, we'll just get it later than normal next year. Adele meets Helena for the first time. So that was fun. Felix has got to learn to lock his door. Seriously.
Helena also needs to calm down a little bit. She instantly went for that knife.
I mean, Helena's got instincts. This is some new person. Yeah. And, I mean, she does not trust people, man. Like, sure. We know that.
All I could think about was, like, Helena going for, like, a throat slice. And being, like, you know, just kind of blowing up from there.
That was a good showdown, like, verbal showdown. Adele's like, did you just step up to me, little triplet? I was like, oh, God, Adele's about to die.
She has no idea.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you...
real quick, I just saw a picture from the extended clip you were talking about.
Yeah.
And the smile Helena has on her face when she's walking with this deer on her shoulders is hysterical.
It's the most hilarious thing. I can't believe they did that scene. Like, it's hilarious.
That's the lead up to where we first see her, right? Because she's carrying the deer.
They probably just had a... It's weird, because I'm assuming they cut it for time, but they also aired it on TV.
Yeah. I wish that they did more of things like that. So, Rachel, goes to see, Rachel gets the girl, or Ira gets the girl with the baby. And then Rachel turns it into this whole plan to go see Evie. And immediately I'm like, I knew that she was going to double cross everybody. I knew it was going to happen. And then it was a double cross with a double cross, which was brilliant. Rachel totally sets up Evie, says she's going to turn this girl over with the video, and gets Evie in a, what does he call it in The Incredibles? A monologuing?
Yeah.
Where she's just unfailing her evil plan. You know? He's like, well, this is why we had to kill all those babies. And she's Ira is recording it. And then immediately releases it to, like, every press outlet.
Yeah.
So they now have video of Evie Cho admitting to euthanizing children. So to help implement her new bot, which we see her get the new bot kind of installed in this episode, which was, well, not installed, like more of the checkup thing.
Yeah.
So she's sunk. I mean, absolutely sunk.
I loved that scene with all the media getting the video.
Yeah, and the look on her face. And
yeah.
We see Rachel, and she just has that Rachel, like, this is as much as I can smile look on her face.
Yeah. Like,
just the corners. How has Tatiana Maslany not won a freaking Emmy? But whatever.
Seriously.
Just the small corners of her mouth are just turned up ever so slightly. So good.
When's Fee's hair going to win an Emmy for transforming like that through each episode?
I mean, give him one. You know what? I
thought Mito was going to laugh a little bit. I got dead silence from her.
I was going to say, I think he does deserve at least a nomination for Best Supporting Actor. Haven't been so high on him this season, but that's mainly because the sibling rivalry thing with Sarah is just not, like, it has made me not like either one of those characters. Not that they're badly acted or badly written, it's just been like, oh god. Yeah, I was glad for the kind of reconciliation, because that whole thing was just.
I always forget that, like, Fee, that the actor isn't actually British.
He
has, like, a super American accent whenever you hear him talk.
It is quite weird hearing him.
It's the absolute reverse of when you see people without, you know, like when I saw the guy that played House for the first time interviewed on Late Night Television. Yeah. I was like, oh god, that guy's British?
Yeah.
He's so good with that American accent. So
Hugh Laurie should be in Orphan Black. He should be in everything.
He should be in everything.
He should be the villain next season. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
that was basically the end of the episode, except we get more of Rachel's eye. She says it's not a glitch. Someone's trying to show her something.
Mm-hmm.
So is, like, somebody's hacking into her visual cortex because she now has a mechanical eye, and
you don't know what those new illusion eyes do.
Yeah,
apparently they show you things.
And do you think they're showing her something from the past or something from the present?
See, I thought it was the past.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but the old guy that we don't know, who, you know, shows up in her things, I thought it was something to do with the time. Old the Aleutian book, and possibly that guy, but that guy was the founder, and I mean, they didn't videotape him. It was like
ages ago.
It was a long time. So
it looked
right now,
way too modern.
I'm thinking it's current.
Yeah.
Do you think that?
I don't know.
Is that camp that we saw possibly where that swan is on the map?
I think so,
Because there was a lot of, like, symbols on the walls and the boxes and stuff. And then we saw that swan running around. And
well, the kind of suggestion is that maybe that's where Delphine is.
Mm-hmm.
That's my theory, yes.
And Susan says something very, very briefly to Cosima earlier in the episode, where Cosima asks her about Charlotte, and Susan says, you know, I was being pressured to continue Project Lita. And Cosima says, basically asked her by who, and she kind of just glosses over it. That's not important. No, I mean, I think it's important. So is this the quote unquote top side that we keep hearing about? So
I don't think it's topside. I think topside was, I mean, who knows about topside, but I think it's, I don't know. I think it's like a separate, like, connected to Neolution. They're on the island, but, like, they're following the old ways of the Aleutian, they seem, I don't know.
I can't think about Topside without thinking about Logan's rant about how much he hates the name.
Yeah, I know.
You have no idea. Like, I don't even want to say the words Topside. So, a better name. Come on. But whatever. That's I won't get into it again. But yeah, whoever was pressuring her, I think it might be those people, whoever we saw. I think they're probably, I think you're right. I mean, I think they're on the island. It could be Delphine that's trying to show her something, although it didn't look like she was in a place where technology was, you know, all over the place. But who knows?
I mean, she had a computer by her.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it was just to type on. It seemed like she had files. I don't know.
My first thought when she said someone's trying to show me something was MK, but then I was like, no, that doesn't make any sense, because we've seen MK just be like, break into the computer and be like, here it is. She wouldn't be trying to subtly show her something. So I could be Delphine trying to lead her to wherever that is. So I will say this. When we do actually have the technology for eyes with Wi-Fi capability, I would like to put my name on that list. Very much so. Even if it comes with like visions of dead beheaded swans, I'm in. Like I want eyes with Wi-Fi. It's iFi. It was worth all. It was worth all of that. Just to get.
Oh my gosh.
That. So, all of my rambling just to get to that point.
It was hilarious.
I really, really enjoyed this episode, and it kind of bummed me out when I was like, "Oh, this is the 9th episode. We only have one more."
I know. I'm so excited for next episode, but I don't want it to end. It's like.
Yeah.
Why does this have to be the end? Like. You know,
and one thing I've not appreciated enough this season, because in seasons past I've complained and complained and complained so much art this year that I'm like, I'm so much more on the like, please, can this guy have his own spinoff show? I just want to see him be a cop man, or see him in something. I need to find something else that he's in, because I enjoy his acting. I want him in a movie.
That's Do you think by the end of the season, or I guess by next episode, that we'll see him lose his cop job? Because I know we talked about last episode how it's kind of, or even this one, he's kind of, you know, the cops are kind of against him or onto him.
I don't know that they're onto him. They might be suspicious a little bit.
I'd be interested in seeing him, I guess, if he leaves the police force, if he potentially kind of goes out to try to find the other clones. Just to, like, keep tabs on them or something. Potentially, I'm just throwing out ideas at this point.
Oh God, like a off season show of art, like tracking, like even if it's just like webisodes of something, you know, 15-20 minutes of art in fee tracking down other clones. God, I just want that so much, man. But whatever, I'll take a comic book version of that. but yeah, I really enjoyed this episode. I love art in this episode. That guy needs to be in movies. He needs to be in a Marvel movie.
That'd be cool.
So I want to see him playing a superhero. So they keep talking about rebooting Blade. Let Art be Blade. Art the Vampire Hunter. I'm down.
Wasn't the rumor recently they were just going to go with his daughter?
Yeah, something like that. So, but yeah, that's the episode. Maybe not my favorite episode of the season, but probably my second favorite episode of the season. Just to have Helena back, and we talked about that kind of out of order, but that moment is so freaking good when she tells Donnie, what did she say to him?
You look like roasted a roast pig. That was funny.
Oh man!
When you saying it's your favorite episode of the season, every episode just about Mina always, you know, texts me all this exciting like, oh my god, she's an orphan black. That's all I'm gonna say in all caps. And I'm always like, best episode of the season. She's like, I don't know. I have to go back and rewatch it and then compare.
I did say that. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't think it was my favorite of the season, but also Delphine.
In the heat of the moment, every episode's your favorite episode.
Yes. So I have one of my favorite moments of the season.
Well, yeah, dude, I mean, that has to be your, well, until next episode and we actually
till next get episode. Singer,
yeah, it has to
be your favorite moment. Oh my god, I'm season, so stoked. Right? I don't know how I'm going to make it till next Thursday, my god.
Well, I know how you can watch X Company. That's how you can watch.
Except I should.
You can't watch X Company. It's freaking impossible. This show is only streaming on the CBC website, which I can't stream from because I live in the U.S.
Oh, really? I have the first season on DVD, planning on getting the second season. So I haven't tried streaming it online. It's on Netflix, but it's on Canadian Netflix. So yep. I just changed my computer to seem like it was in Canada.
Logan went tracked down a legal copy on DVD of the show. And that's how he's been watching it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. But here's what you can do. I'm not saying this is how you should watch the show, but for anybody who doesn't know, there's something called a VPN. And what that does is allow you to connect to servers like in other countries and mask your IP address for security purposes. And it turns out if you connect to a server in, say, Toronto, it gives you a Toronto IP address. So if you were to say, go to the CBC website, it would think that you're in Toronto and that therefore you are in Canada and allow you to watch restricted content that you wouldn't be privy to otherwise. And VPNs are fairly cheap. I mean, you can sign up for one for like $10 a month. I know that's probably seems way expensive, but if you do, you know, a lot of stuff online that you don't want people to see, VPNs are definitely worth having, and that's like a little bonus that you could probably use it for. Not saying you should do it, but I mean, it's worth it because X Company is freaking awesome.
I'm glad you like it.
I do have one complaint that you're gonna hate me for.
What's your complaint?
She's very, very good in it. But do you remember the first episode?
Yes. Okay. I know that one probably the most.
Tim, do you care if I say anything?
I mean, I don't, but I feel like others might care if they haven't watched it yet.
I mean, it happened in the first episode, and I don't think it's not a spoiler because it becomes this kind of continuing plot line.
This is on you. I have nothing to do with this.
Okay. If you don't want the X Company spoiler, go a few minutes in the future.
Well,
or not a few minutes, but like a minute.
Yeah,
I don't
skip
know.
To like the last couple of minutes of the show. We're done talking about Orphan Black, really. We love the show, and we'll be back next week talking about the finale, as sad as that is to think about. But you can skip to the end to find out like where to find us and everything. But okay, so they're gonna blow up this bridge and they get pinned down. The one guy specifically gets pinned down. It's her.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's her boyfriend or her husband or they're just together. Okay.
It's Renee. Yeah.
And he gives the go order to blow the bridge.
Yeah.
And she makes them hold off. I understand you don't want your boyfriend, this person that you love to die. I understand that. But she endangered so much by making them hold off. And I understand it. I absolutely do. But I was like, oh my god, she's still playing Delphine.
No.
Like, she's screwing up everything. But that aside, it does make for like this interesting like dynamic of like she's now possibly lost this person that she loved, because what happens is he tries to get away and they shoot him in the stomach, which was, I was like, oh good, he's gonna get away, and then he gets shot and I was like, what?
Yeah.
And then he falls off the bridge and they blow it up. So there's like, you know whether or not he's dead or alive.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
I don't know, and yeah. You don't have to tell me. I know that everybody thinks he's still dead, so that's all I know. Yeah. There's a lot of good stuff. It's a very intense show.
It really is, yeah.
It has its moments, its quote-unquote TV moments, where I'm like, okay, well, this is a TV trope. It's kind of frustrating, but... we talked about this last time. One of the co-creators of the show was a creator on the show that I loved, Flashpoint, and it had its moments too, but it was so character driven and the characters were so strong on that show that it's like forgivable. The episode I just watched, the kind of head of their unit, the balding, I don't want to call him balding. He's not like George Costanza, but the guy with the shaved head. He was on Flashpoint, and I loved him on that show.
Oh, cool.
And the episode I just watched, like, they had a Nazi captive and used him to get information, and he fed them wrong information. And so he has to, like, go back in there and try to reinterrogate him, and the guy just won't talk to him. And he's, the threat he levels at the dude. He gives him the whole, like, I lost my son to this. Like, don't think for a minute that I will not find everyone you love and make them pay for what you've just done. And I'm like, oh my God, man. It's good, man. Tim, if you can watch it, it's definitely worth
it. It's worth it. My God, wait till you get to season two. Season two is, I mean, it was even crazier than the first season. Way more intense, and the first season is intense.
I was trying to find a way to watch season one, because I at least wanted to watch a couple of episodes before we recorded this week so we could kind of talk about it, because you spoke so highly of it.
Yeah.
All I kept seeing were headlines for the season two finale, and I was like, no. Please don't spoil this for me. I want to at least watch a couple episodes to see if I like it.
Yeah.
But all the headlines were like, X Company, like, amazing finale. And I'm like, oh God, somebody's going to ruin this for me. Stupid Canadians and their spoilery headlines.
Yep.
I'm just kidding. I love you, Canada. Even though you won't let me watch your shows.
Yeah.
It was definitely worth the frustration of trying to find a way to watch it.
Yeah.
It's the way I may or may not have to stream it is still very difficult because I don't have the greatest internet service, and connecting through a VPN slows you down enormously. So the streaming is not ideal. It buffers a lot. I enjoyed the first three episodes enough that I may be probably, I didn't look to see if I could buy them digitally. I'm trying not to own DVD sets because I have no more
space.
So yeah, if I can get them digitally, I think it's well worth the purchase. So
yeah. Awesome.
And we've completely cut out of this.
Sorry, Tim. I have a fun fact, actually. X Company is produced by the same company or whatever. I don't know. It produced, I think, that Orphan Black is called Temple Street.
Oh, okay.
So they're connected in some way by Temple Street. They're production company or something like that.
Well, you were absolutely right about what is her name? The plays Delphine.
Evelyn Brochu.
Her name's not Delphine.
I was saying Delphine before you said the thing. I just kind of went ahead and
Evelyn Brochu.
She is fantastic, except for that one little thing that annoyed me.
I love that moment. I get what you're saying, but I just.
And when she does,
I really love the first episode a lot.
It was really good.
Yeah,
I like the. It's weird because she's not, when she's like, she affects different accents at different times. Because they're spies, Tim. I don't know if you know that.
I did.
Oh, yeah.
But when she's, like, just in normal, like, their group, she doesn't speak with that Delphine accent. So
yeah, it took, like, I mean, that's her two or three episodes. Real voice. She doesn't actually have the accent. Yeah.
Right. I mean, but I had only ever seen her as Delphine. So when she started talking, I was like, where is her accent?
Yeah. It throws me off sometimes, too. And I've seen her in a lot of things. So
there is this great moment in... It's not... Is it in the first episode? Where the episode ends with them all drinking?
Yeah, that's the end of the first.
Okay. And she's sitting there and, like, she's watching these guys that she's now basically in command of. Kind of play like they just lost one of their own, and they're kind of getting drunk and doing that playful roughhousing thing and making jokes, and she starts laughing and it turns into like a breakdown, and then she brings it back to like this smiling moment. It's so good.
Yeah, isn't it really?
So really good. I was definitely impressed, and I will probably blow through the rest of the show once Orphan Black, once we're done with that. I'll have a little bit more free time. I won't be rewatching Orphan Black 3 or 4 times.
A million times, yeah.
So, anybody that's stuck with us, definitely check it out. So, anyway. Sorry, Tim. Didn't mean to cut
you
off.
Thank you for indulging us, Tim.
To the episode. Do you have any shows you would like to recommend, Tim?
Well, I tried to recommend In the Flesh to you last week.
It's a zombie show.
Yes, but it's not like a Walking Dead zombie show. It's a good zombie show. I'm gonna watch it. Voltron just got added to Netflix, the new series, so that's what I'm gonna be watching.
You know what, man? Like, I'm so excited to go to Heroes Con with you, and I'm really, really looking forward to that. But you know what really, really, really bummed me out? I got an email from Netflix saying, Orange is the New Black, new season, starts next Friday, the 17th. And I was like, I'm going to be gone all weekend.
Oh, that sucks.
At a con. Like, I know it's going to be there when I get back. But I binge that show, like, every season. I just straight through. Mm-hmm. And... I'm just a little upset. Tim, you might be, like, watching episodes of Orphan Black in the hotel room. Orange is the New Black.
Orphan Black?
Orange is the New Black. My bad.
I mean, you can be. I think I'll wait. I've also binged all through it and whatnot, but I wasn't as crazy about last season, so I'm fine with waiting until we come back. But
that right there, proof that Tim is not always right. Last season, better than the...
Oh no, I agree with Tim. Actually, I wasn't as
a lot of people agree with me on that one.
Yeah, I mean, it was good. I enjoyed it, but compared to the previous seasons, especially the one right before it.
Sorry for Orange is the New Black. Also, he learned everything. I've been watching the night. That's what everyone should watch: The Night Manager with Tom Hiddleston and Hugh Laurie.
Is it good?
It's very good. I'm on. I just finished episode 4. The other night, and I think all episodes of Eric, I have them on my DVR.
Casual is back too. Did you watch that?
Why didn't you tell me this?
They just started back this past week. Mina, have you ever seen that?
No, I've never heard of it.
Do you have Hulu?
No, I don't.
Okay, it's a Hulu. It's a Hulu
original. Yeah, got it.
But it's very, very funny. So
there's one joke in it me and Logan really like. It's great.
Yeah. I could explain it, but it wouldn't be funny if I explained it. But yeah, if you have Hulu, you should definitely be watching Casual. Mina, I might have to give you my Hulu information, and you could just log in and watch the show.
I will check it out if I get on Hulu.
We probably rambled on enough. So.
Yeah, you too.
Rambling's great.
Next week, finale. So depressing, but we're not done with the show. We'll still have one more episode after that. So, our little
wrap until, until the next season.
Yeah.
The theme's up. Yes. We'll have one more after that. Ever again.
Yeah. Okay. I meant we'll have just anyway.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
Like, I think
laughed off. Come on now.
Everybody else knew what I meant, Tim.
Yes.
Goodness.
Way to end the show on a downer, Tim. I'm waiting for you to jump in with all the stuff you normally jump into when you cut me off.
No, I don't know how to wrap up. I was going to let the awkward silence sit there.
Okay.
You can find me on Twitter at Timothy, T-I-M-O-T-H-A-Y.
How do you spell it?
T-I-M-O-T-H-A-Y.
I'm at Deadpool 1979, D-E-D-P-O-O-L 1979.
And I'm on Twitter at Mina Ann, MinaAnne.
Hashtag Tim is not always right. We'll see you guys next week.
Keep on cloning.